Hey, I'm Antoinette, and for today's reset, I want to talk to you about closure. You can have it as soon as you're ready, no need to wait for them. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Midday Reset, friends. And yes, I want to talk to you about closure because I've learned so much about closure in the year 2021. And I have no doubt that this was probably egged on by the kind of year that 2020 was. But I found myself really seeking closure, taking closure, and working to understand closure a little bit better in this year, 2021. Closure, just like the word implies, is basically how you find an end in circumstances or situations or after circumstances or situations. So for some people, when they get into an argument, they might call the reconciliation also some closure because it's an opportunity to voice things that maybe you couldn't say in the moment because you two were very heated or you couldn't think of it, but now you want to say your piece and then let it be done. So, you know, that's one form of closure. But then there's also this other form of closure that is the type that I've been grappling with, which is you have been hurt or wronged by someone, and that person either is not aware and has no proximity to the incident anymore because it happened long ago, or that person is very aware of what they did wrong. They just don't want to acknowledge it and they don't want to have to apologize. I used to believe that closure could only come when two people sat down to reconcile together or when two parties sit down to reconcile, you know, so if it's one group that has an issue with another group. That's what I always thought of closure as being, this thing that you could only get if the other person was also willing to hand it to you. I've heard people in my past say, oh, this person died and now I can't get closure. And so I just figured that it was this thing that multiple people had to work on together to get out of a conflict. But I'm here to tell you that no, you don't actually have to have anybody else working with you, handing you the closure that you want, because you can hand it to yourself. Handing yourself closure definitely requires skill. It's not something that I rolled out of bed knowing how to do automatically. It's not something that other people around me seemed to be able to do easily right off the bat, like from birth. It wasn't inherently something that they knew how to do. It's just something that you pick up over time as you learn how to do it. And truth be told, what it really is about is you. Place yourself at the center of the closure that you're looking for, because that's what it's about. Your closure is meant to serve as a soothing sort of feeling or affection that you can give to yourself that is going to take away the pain, the sting, the embarrassment, the shame, whatever negative emotion arose from this conflict that you were in, regardless of whether or not that person is sorry. Because see, we have a lot of people who do wrong and they don't always apologize, or when they do apologize, it's pretty crappy apology and then their behavior has not changed with it. So then you even question whether or not that was even an apology, which it wasn't, basically, if they're still doing the same thing over and over again. And they're not changing their behavior. Anyone can say that they're sorry, but changing behavior is what really demonstrates that a person feels bad for the mistake that they made, but they want you to know that they are interested in earning your trust back. But when it comes to closure, I know that it can be difficult for some of us because, as I mentioned before, we have things we want to say, we have things we want to do, we want to stand up for ourselves, and you can still do that, but you're going to have to do that in an isolated way because you don't necessarily have to wait for someone else, someone who is stubborn, narcissistic, abusive, just not at all open-minded. You don't have to wait for that person to decide that they are sorry and that is how you get your closure. You can take your closure when you're ready for it. It's about processing through your emotions, processing through the incident and what happened, deciding how is it that you are going to proceed. Can you proceed with this person? Some conflicts can lead to the ends of relationships. And in cases like that, it could be really difficult to get closure because now we parted ways in an angry way and people don't usually like to come back together after that. Or at least if they feel that way, they're often afraid because they're not sure if the other person is interested either. And nobody likes being left hanging. My favorite thing about journals is that you can tell them a lot and they can't talk back at you. Or if they do talk back, they're really just reflecting your words back at you. And journaling is the number one way that I have been able to achieve closure over past traumas and difficult situations that happened in my life. The way that this practice has looked in the past for some people is writing a letter to the person that they have an issue with. And that's especially healthy when that person who we have the issue with might have passed on. And so there is no way to actually sit down and talk with them and get that resolution and the closure that you're looking for. So you can write it down in a letter. And some people advise to share the letter if you're writing about somebody who maybe isn't deceased that you have an issue with or not. I'm here to tell you that I've done both. And if you decide that you want to share what you write down, just be prepared for if they respond to you. Because if they decide to respond to you, that in and of itself could just prolong your trauma, your grief, and keep you from closure. But for some people, it's very liberating. I know that I found it liberating to not only put my thoughts together on paper, but to send them off to the person that I had an issue with, to let that person know that I had not forgotten, and that I was grateful for their mistreatment because it made me stronger. Another scenario where you might want to seek closure is in an argument where you and the other party or parties are basically trying to prove that your point is right. And we have a lot of people going through that right now, specifically because our population is very divided here in the United States currently. We have people who feel like they are on opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of their viewpoints. They're not totally, but I think that some people are just really invested in having some enemy or something, some bad guy that they can aim their rage and frustration at. But if you're someone who likes closure, you can't also be someone who has to be right all the time. Eventually, you have to give up the idea of being right all the time and err in the best interest of your peace and protecting your energy. So for some people, I mean, they can argue all day long until they're blue in the face. I've known adults who were like that. I know plenty of children who are like that. Sometimes my children are like that, but it becomes very futile if you're wasting your energy on trying to be right with someone who is just not at all interested in hearing you. Instead of trying to speak to that person, maybe go and share similar ideas with somebody who does hold that viewpoint. It seems like that would be a better use of time. But gaining closure in those situations too, letting go and releasing the idea that you have to be right. The idea of having to be right is actually really, really arrogant. There's parts of that that's very narcissistic. So I encourage you not to stay invested in being the right person or being the victor in arguments and certain situations. For some stuff, it's worth it, but most of our everyday stuff, we don't need to be in serious arguments about. Just some of us would like to pour energy into that for some reason. And those are their reasons. I respect it. It's just not how I live my life. And maybe knowing that there are some people who just can't be reached, can't be touched, they will not listen, maybe that can be your motivation for backing off and relinquishing your need to be right in all situations and instead erring on the side of looking out for yourself and not expending energy on things that are futile. But the overall message behind this episode today is that I want you to know that if you are needing closure over a situation and you felt powerless to get it, you do have the power, you are absolutely capable, and you do deserve the closure too. Some people like to prolong disagreements and arguments because they think it's fun, they get some type of enjoyment out of it, or it's just too much for them and they don't want to have to deal with it in a timely fashion, so they leave people hanging. But I'm here to let you know that even if that happens, you can still seize the closure that you want by simply finding a way to safely and effectively let your feelings out and make some real realistic observations about yourself and your contributions to the conflict. Maybe they were none. Maybe they were only a few. But be honest about those things and then realize how much more freedom you will feel once you relinquish the need to hold on to the emotions behind that. You can certainly remember that someone has done you wrong or that they've mistreated you or that circumstances were unfair in certain scenarios. It's okay to remember, but you don't have to ruminate in it and live in it as if it's still happening. You can take the closure that you want for yourself. Let me know your thoughts. You can write to me at hi@missantoinette.net. That's MSANTOINETTE.net for the spelling. You can also follow me on Instagram at Miss Antoinette Chanel. Chanel only has one L, one L and one N in it. And then also, if you do head over to missantoinette.net, please be sure to check out the shop. Have all kinds of designs in there for affirmation merchandise, and I keep adding more as the weeks go by, so you're not going to want to miss that. All right, my friends, thanks so much for taking a break with me today, and I will talk to you next time.